Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God will return mightily, suddenly, and without warning. And the return of the Lord will be unforgettable to those on both sides. Everyone on the Lord's side will be taken. The rapture is a phenomenon. I saw it. I asked the Lord when I first got saved, what will it be like at the rapture? And I was working at a grocery store. In fact, it was the same grocery store I had recently got saved in. I got saved at work. I asked the Lord to save me. It was the last Friday of May of 1983. And I don't know how long after that, but it was a few months after that, I heard about the rapture, and I just prayed and asked the Lord what it would be like. Now, I was at work on a Saturday. So this would have been before I went full-time, I guess. Or after I was working overtime or something. But anyway, as soon as I asked him that, I saw an open vision where, and he used the setting I was in. And I saw a lady pushing a basket, and she was wearing a red dress. And in the morning, that time of morning, wasn't that many people there. You know, I saw about 30 customers. And she disappeared. She was right in front of me. I heard the horn and she just disappeared. Red dress and all. And in my peripheral vision, about 5 people out of 30 disappeared with her. And I can still see it. And that's what that's what's about to happen. And it was just amazing. It's like, when I saw it, I said, well, now I know. Many years after that, my brother-in-law, Phil Sellers, he wanted to know the same thing, and his was different. His daughter was still a baby, and his oldest daughter was a baby then. And he was wondering, the Lord showed him the rapture. But his was different. His was from another point of view. He was in the house, he and his wife, and the house was locked from the inside. And when he woke up, his baby was gone. And he looked outside, and the sky was bright, but the light didn't hurt his eyes. And it was as if he was left. And he told me about it. And the children will be gone. Little babies, children under the age of accountability. And Satan's trying to take children at younger and younger ages. They get in mischief too. And our children, we need to get our children saved. Satan has put a plan against our children. But she was like an infant, and she was taken. She was under 1 year old. The Lord took her, but left him. And he looked out the window and saw the sky, and the light didn't hurt his eyes. And everybody was looking up. So that means that people will be able to see the sky with the glory. It'll have the light of God's glory. And I believe many people will see it because of his dream. And people will disappear before people's very eyes. Everybody that belongs to the Lord, that loves him, and he's going to take his people so that he can judge the world. And the judgment will begin. Now, we don't know God as a judge yet, and you don't want to. You know how people, they do all kind of crimes. And people want to know why God don't just strike them down. He's not going to do that. Right now, he's not. Because the earth is under man's rule. God's not going to interfere. When he interferes, he has to do it through our prayers. That's why when we see trouble happening, we have to pray. When somebody comes up missing, we have to pray on their behalf. So God knows exactly where they are all the time. But he has to find people that he can lead to them. He can cause people to find where the victim is. And you can tell Satan that he can't kill them, and then they'll be safe. When, you know, if somebody gets kidnapped, start praying for their safety immediately. And tell Satan he can't murder them. Now, Satan don't have a choice. He has to obey. Men, evil men are out there. Even the worst, they're not that much trouble when you remove Satan. And the Lord taught me that. And ISIS captured a reporter. And the terrorist had her, and I said, Satan, you will not kill that lady. I said, you cannot kill her in Jesus' name. And I said, you leave her alone, and she's free. And I prayed and asked the Lord to bless her angels to get her to safety. Next thing I know, she was back in her country. They let her go. And I didn't sit there and follow the news. I just happened to see it on the news at the right time. And afterwards, I just happened to be walking by the TV and saw where they had let her go. We have authority over Satan. We have to use it. If more Christians would do that, more people would be rescued. God can't do it unless somebody believes it. It's about authority. You have to take authority. And then God can do something. This is why when people are in danger, the Lord will find somebody, wake them up in the middle of the night and have them praying. And they'll pray in the Holy Ghost. They may not know what it is, but they know there's an urgency and unction to pray in the Holy Spirit, and they flow. Some people flow with it. Some people go on back to sleep and danger happens. But the Lord he wants to do something. He may wake you up and have you praying so that he can do something on their behalf. And you have to believe. It has to be by faith for it to be legal, and then God can do something. That's why a lot of things that, you know, people desire the justice of God to be served in situations. But these are days of grace. He's not going to serve justice. He can't. He got to wait till we believe him for it. Or somebody. Even healing the sick. He gave us healing. But we have to believe it. If we don't believe it, we will suffer. And he gave us that ability because he loves us. He's good. And also because we're at war with Satan. And Satan is trying to take us out if he can. That's why some people get cancer and diseases and problems. Satan is trying to hurt us. And the Lord knows this. And it's not right. And the Lord we have to believe him for what we want. And then God can do something. Not a moment until. And the Lord can't go, you know, there's a lot of good things he wants to do. Jesus went about doing good on the earth. And he still wants to do that. But he has to use his people who love him, who trust him. That's why it's so important for us to believe God and take him at his word and trust him. See, when we trust him, we stick with our faith. When the Lord tells us something, when he gives us revelation, We receive it in our heart just like we do the Word of God. You have to believe God's Word, whether it's a personal word to you or the written Word of God. It's all inspired by the Holy Spirit. And then you have to speak it. It's going to line up with the written word. God's not going to tell you to go murder people. Those are demons. And Satan speaks too. But you can distinguish his voice, his words from God's word, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. A stranger they won't hear. So when Satan speaks, you're just going to have to rebuke him. His word don't sit well with the, you know, it's not like when the Holy Spirit speaks. Things that he say would appeal to your flesh, fleshly desires, preeminence, pride, things like that. That's what he speaks. But God's word is better. It's life in it. It's according to the spirit of the word of God, the character of God, the kindness of God, the love of God. And if you fill your heart with God's word, it's easy to detect his voice when he speaks. And it's also easier to detect the lie when the enemy speaks. So as we go forward in life, we have to fill our heart with God's word, receiving it, believing what we're hearing, believing what we're reading, mixing faith with it. Now, sometimes people draw conclusions based on how they've been taught. And they read into the Word of God things that's not true. But, watch this. If you study enough of God's Word, it will reprove you. It will reveal to you the truth of God's Word and expose the lie for what it is, even if you once believed the lie. And the Word of God will purify your heart. And your faith will work easier. You'll have more skill at believing God and sticking with what he say. Like I said in the last broadcast, God can see us from an elevated position. He can see what's around us. He can see what's coming towards us. And he can see what's going to happen. He can see the process of our decision making, how we're going to go. And he can help us. Now watch this. He can even see through time. He can see where we're going. He can help us move out of the way from other people's interference. He can help protect our heart from all forms of deception and the rebellion of other people. Then when Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, we'll be alerted to what to do. All because the Word of God does the same thing that God does, because God's Word is God. And God's Word does the same thing. And the Holy Spirit can do the same thing. And that's how Jesus operated. He regarded the Father in all that he did. He didn't just go places and do things. He was guided where to go, when to go, how to appear, how to go, what to say when he get there, even who to minister to. And the Holy Ghost had him in the path of people that would believe. That's why they always found it. Just like what's going to happen in your life. There are people that he'll send you to, and there are people that their heart is longing for the Word of God. And God is going to cause your paths to meet. And you're going to be able to be a blessing to people that were here in real time. That's why it's so important to be guided by the Holy Spirit. And that's the That was my message for years. Follow God. A lot of benefits happen when you follow Him. You're going to learn things you cannot learn any other way as you follow Him. But we're used to the grace of God. And in life, things happen, and we want God to do something. He's not going to do it. There are people that's going to be robbed, murdered, bank robberies. Now, the Lord will give people dreams so that they can avoid it. Some people are so, they don't have God in their thinking, and they walk right into traps. I'm talking about Christian people, too. And then there are some sinners the Lord just altered. He just caused them not to be able to get to where they're going so that they won't be in trouble. But God can't do that with everybody because people won't listen to Him. I don't know how many times I've heard Christians say, something told me not to go down there, and I went anyway. Or they may have told their loved one not to go, and they went and got hurt. And people don't know. A lady had a dream about that a dog mauled a baby, an infant, a toddler. I think she was a toddler. And she had a dream, and she didn't know what to do. She had the dream, and she didn't know what to do. And I heard the dream, because she, you know, we were at the restaurant, and she made mention of it, and I just took authority over Satan and said, you cannot use that dog against that child ever in Jesus' name. She should have told the people who had the dog to get rid of the dog. The Lord sent warning, but people don't always know what to do with it. Now, I didn't know the pastor. I just told Satan he couldn't hurt the baby with that dog. But people don't listen. They don't know to listen sometimes. And they go to church for years. And they hear, teaching about how God guides people, but they don't expect to be guided for some reason. But if you're paying attention, you can avoid problems. Your life can be spared, or your friends' lives can be, or your children's lives can be spared. And then the Lord can do something. But he can't take authority over every situation because the earth lease is not up. But it's about to be. Now, I say it all that to say this. When it happens, the Lord's going to judge the world for rejecting Jesus Christ. And he's going to cause people who rejected Him, they're going to be in danger. And and the judgments are going to happen. All the things that he listed are going to happen so that people will repent. Everything that happens, it's designed to cause people to repent, turn from their wickedness, and start doing the things of God. Now, what you have to do is listen and go forward in Him, and then you can go. Then you can do the greater things in life. You can have God's best in your life in real time, and you can see the things of God for what they are. But if you allow things to happen anyway, they will. But in that day, the Lord is going to start judging the earth, the people. Wars are going to break out. A third of the population will be, everything written in Revelation will happen. And you don't want to be here, and I don't either. We need to obey God now and stay in the love of God. Forgive those that have offended you. Make things right with people that are offended at you. Pray for your loved ones. And seek the face of the Lord. Because God will return on time. Because He truly loves His people. And His return is very, very soon. But in that day, the judgment hand of God, will be known. And it's not like it is now. For his return is soon. And he's coming back again. And it's a blessing to be on God's side. And, you know, he loves people. Even in the judgment process, it's designed to cause people to repent. And they're going to be so hard-hearted, a lot of them won't. Some may. Thank God for all that will. But the Lord, he loves us. And he has to do this. It's not a choice. He has to judge the earth for the corruption. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. His return is soon. And he loves us. He always will. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.